You've probably heard of stories of lottery winners who end up broke or professional athletes who squander their fortunes. Well, why does this happen? You could argue, well, they didn't have the financial skills. But in truth, if they had the right mindset, as soon as they made that money, they would have developed the skills, but their mindset was such that they didn't even think about creating those skills or learning those skills or hiring someone with those skills to do it for them. Conversely, consider successful entrepreneurs like Elon Musk and Richard Branson, regardless of how you feel about them as people. But I want you to consider this. If you strip them of their wealth, their connections, their businesses, but let them retain their mindset, I would argue that they would likely rebuild their success.
Welcome to the Legendary Life Podcast, where it's all about taking control of your health, losing fat, transforming your body, and living the life you deserve with celebrity fitness trainer and longevity enthusiast, Ted Rice.
The Chinese sage Confucius once said, "The gym cannot be polished without friction, nor man perfected without trials." But what if you decided to speed up that process, to intensify the friction, to deliberately seek the trials? Now, that's how I live my life. I scuba dive with bull sharks, jump out of planes, travel around the world, do martial arts. But Giselle and I, my business partner, if you're not familiar, we were in a place with our business where we wanted to level up and we wanted to do it quickly. And as we were looking for the best way to do that, we found a coach who could help us, and we flew to Santa Barbara and paid him $15,000 for just one day of coaching. And today's story is about why we did that and the results that came from it. So if you're curious about that experience and the lessons learned, you want to listen to today's episode. So what is up, my friend? Welcome to the Legendary Life Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Rice, coach to entrepreneurs, founders, and other high-performing professionals. And we produce this show for two reasons. Number one, I've been in the health and fitness business for 24 years. And in that time, I made a lot of mistakes. I learned from the wrong people. And I want to save you the time of searching around. I want to put all the best information on health and fitness in one place here for you. And the second reason is, if you are an entrepreneur, if you are a founder or high-performing professional, and you know the value of coaching and you want as much success with your health as you have with your business, and you want to hire a coach to get you there, you'll know who to hire. So let's get back to this experience. As I said, Giselle and I, we're doing well with our business, but we want to level up. We want to play at a new level. Life is short. Tomorrow is not promised. There is no time to waste. Who can we hire to help us get there? And I want to say, I'm already in a coaching group for business, and it's fantastic. And my coach, Mike, I'm going to get him on the show. And when you hear Mike talk, you're going to see why I work with him. And Mike's amazing. But I don't work with Mike one-on-one. I work with Mike in a group, and there's about seven people in the group. And I do talk with Mike through a messaging app, but it's not the same as getting one-on-one coaching. I love group coaching. I love my group. But for me, I like the one-on-one experience. Nothing is more powerful than one-on-one coaching. And nothing is more powerful than doing one-on-one coaching in person. And we saw Shannon. I've known Shannon, the coach who I flew out to go meet. I've known him for years. I had him on the show years ago, and I had him on recently. And Shannon is a coach. He helps visionary entrepreneurs to create a moonshot in their business. And he charges $150,000 for 1 year of coaching. And he does a call a week and meets up with you four times, once a quarter. And his results are quite impressive. And the reason I know this is because I see him post his offer, his coaching offer onto Facebook. And some of the clients that he's worked with rave about him. Now, some of them probably don't want to be known, but the clients who have been vocal about their experience with him, it's been Impressive. And I spoke with Shannon recently, and Shannon was telling me, hey, listen, I also work with people like yourself, coaches who want to create deeper impact. And in case you don't know, which you probably don't, unless you're a coach too, the coaching business, the way we get coached to grow our business is to hire assistant coaches so that we can have more people under us, so that we can work more with more clients. And that's how you scale your business as a coach. And I want to tell you something. We've done a little bit. I've hired Stefan, my assistant coach. He's fantastic. He helps out a lot with the group coaching that we have and with just helping to run the business. It's been great having him. But I got to tell you something. I don't really resonate with the growing the coaching business and having like 3-5 coaches or 10 coaches or 20 coaches and them working with more clients. I feel like I am world-class at coaching. I love coaching. For me, it's not a job. It's not a career. It's a calling. If I won the lottery tomorrow, I would still be doing coaching. I would still be doing speaking, and I would still be doing this podcast. I would just be doing it on a bigger level. So this is a hell yes for me. I don't want to stop doing it. But if there's only one of me, I've got to figure out, well, how can I level up? Because I'm not charging $150K a year. And I wanted to know, what is he doing with his clients? How do you create that? So I was like, you know what? I don't even know exactly what to expect, but I'm going to do it. Giselle and I, we talked. We decided to make it happen. We had a call with Shannon. We talked about how we felt about it and said, you know what? We're in. Let's go. And we did it. And here's what happened. Number one is that I started showing up differently as soon as we committed to going. Shannon hopped on a few calls with us beforehand to say, listen, what you're doing is great, but a lot of people are doing fat loss. Fat loss is great. It's foundational. But where are you taking your clients to next? And I said, well, you know, I'm really interested in longevity. That's really why I'm doing this, because I want to be having a great life for the rest of my life. I don't want to be in shape now, but when I'm 70, I'm not going to be having a great life, and I'll just have to wait it out until I die and try to make the best of what I got. That's scary to me. I watched my dad go through that process. I want to increase my health span. So your lifespan is how many years you'll be around. Your health span is how many years you'll be healthy. He said, great. That's who you've got to become, the longevity guy. How can you right now offer something to your clients to help them with their longevity, to bring it from just the habit change, which is important, the fat loss, the exercise, to that next level? What are the tests they need to do, the assessments for longevity? What are the medical breakthroughs that are happening? What are some of the things you believe go against some of the popular conversations about longevity? That's what you need to help your clients with. And as a result, I sat down and created a whole new business. It's not whole new business, right? It's the same thing that I've been doing, but I expanded it. And the reason I say it feels like a new business or a whole new business is because of my perspective. And we'll get to that in a second. But I've created a different offer for my clients who want to go to that next level, who want to take advantage of the medical technologies that are available today to be part of that, so that not only do they get in shape and achieve or tick the boxes with, okay, I've got the fat loss, I built the muscle, and I'm looking great without my shirt on at the pool, and I feel great about what I see in the mirror in the morning, but also know that you're getting the best health advice so that you can live a great life for the rest of your life. So I tell you this not to impress you with this conversation right now, but I want to impress upon you, I want you to pay attention to the change in the content, how things are going to change, how the podcast is going to change. And when I say change, I don't mean I'm going to start talking about weird things. I mean, we're going to build upon the foundation that has already been created to deliver you even better information, to make it more relevant for you, to get better guests on the show. So as soon as we committed, I just came up with this whole new brand strategy and all these things just because I was committed to the process. The second thing, though, is when the second lesson, I should say, is when Giselle and I showed up in Santa Barbara and we met with Shannon. He said, listen, I'm going to talk to you about how to present yourself as a thought leader, more of a thought leader. I'm going to talk to you about how to create this program for your clients. I'm going to talk to you about how you're going to conduct your enrollment conversations with potential clients. We're going to talk all about that. But on top of these strategies, they sit on top of your mindset, who you are. So the second lesson is the power of mindset. And listen, I don't know about you, but when I first started hearing this talk about mindset, it really annoyed me. I'm like, don't talk to me about mindset. Just tell me what I need to do. And now, years later, I view mindset as the most important aspect of success and the main determinant of someone's health, someone's relationships, really someone's life. And my conversation with Shannon that day changed it even more, dialed it in even more. And I want to tell you like this. You've probably heard of stories of lottery winners who end up broke or professional athletes who squander their fortunes. Well, why does this happen? You could argue, well, they didn't have the financial skills. But in truth, if they had the right mindset, as soon as they made that money, they would have developed the skills. But their mindset was such that they didn't even think about creating those skills or learning those skills or hiring someone with those skills to do it for them. Conversely, consider successful entrepreneurs like Elon Musk and Richard Branson, regardless of how you feel about them as people. But I want you to consider this. If you strip them of their wealth, their connections, their businesses, but let them retain their mindset, I would argue that they would likely rebuild their success, maybe not to the same level, or maybe even beyond the level that they achieved, but it's their mindset. And I'll tell you this, if you took everything away from me right now, I would recreate my success. If you took everything away from me, except my mindset, also my cellular phone, my iPhone, and an internet connection, I could rebuild my business. It's because of my mindset. I know what to do. I know the challenges I'm going to face. And I want to say this, who you are right now, your mindset right now is determining the level of success that you have in the three big areas of your life, your health, your wealth, and your relationships. And Shannon had me do a really cool exercise. He said, listen, whenever you're not sure what to do, imagine the person who you want to be, who's working with clients, with high-level clients who are paying premium prices and they've invested with you for a year or even years. That person is going to be different from who you are right now. Their mindset's going to be different. Their habits and routines are going to be different. What do you need to do to become that person? And the lesson for you is you may want more success in business and health and relationships. Asking yourself this question can be quite powerful. And one of the things I teach my own clients, because people are always asking, hey, what should I do to get in better shape? It's like, well, the answer is you need to ask yourself who you need to become so that you can get in shape and stay there. It sounds like something out of The Secret, but it's not. Science just hasn't quite maybe validated or discovered how this works, but this is a law of the universe, a law of who we are. It's why being in poverty is so damaging and so difficult to get out of. Another way of saying this is the Matthew effect. If you've never heard of that, you probably heard of the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. Why? Because the rich do things differently. They have a different mindset, a different set of practices. And I'm not talking about the corrupt, anything that you might bring up. I'm talking about, I've known a lot of people with integrity who've made a lot of money. They do things differently. Their children do things differently. And it is their mindset that allows for them to act on that level. So number three is your company shapes your mindset, your peer group. Spending a day with Shannon highlighted the impact of who I need to surround myself, because I was on fire that day, on fire, and the days after. And then something happened. I had a group coaching call with Mike, my business coach, and I told you we are on two calls a week with him in that group, except he wasn't there that day. And there was someone else in the group who was leading the call. And that guy, he kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Not going to lie. He's a dating coach. Most of the people in there are fitness coaches. And he showed up, he was going to give a presentation on how to get better at Instagram. And as soon as he showed up to the call, he was whining about how he was having a bad day and how he took a pill to take the edge off. And I was just like, okay, but if he's going to give good information, then I'm here for it. But he didn't give good information. And by the way, this is a person with, you know, appreciable amount of success. He's making 70,000 a month or whatever it is, 70 or 80,000 a month. He's had 100K months, but yet he's showing up as this person. And he's ever since he joined the group, he's constantly kind of whining about his emotional challenges. And the guy's young. And to be honest, I see some of my former self in him. But I was just thinking to myself after, it kind of brought me down. And I gave him, he asked for some feedback. And because he was giving all these details about his clients never had a date before. And then they're going on 10 dates and making out with girls. And I was just feeling like he was giving extraneous information. And there were women in the group. And I said, hey, listen, you know, can you just keep the presentation more tight? Because it was just a lot of information that was extraneous and not helpful if you were listening. And I would have, if I was a woman, I might be like, this is uncomfortable. I'm not. So I don't know how they felt. Maybe they were cool with it, but just the conversation. And you know what? He got mad when I gave him some feedback. And I was like, you know what? I don't need to be around people like this, because how much money they're making is irrelevant. His mindset is not good. He has a lot of success and he's still suffering emotionally. It's like, what's going on? What aren't you doing in your life? Why are you suffering so much? Who do you need to hire to help? And being around people like that, it kind of, coming from speaking to Shannon and then coming and being around that person, I was like, the lesson was I need to be really careful about who I hang out with, who I have conversations with, and the content of those conversations. Because as I left that day with Shannon, slowly, my mindset got expanded, I felt. But now it's slowly coming back down, because the day with Shannon was a peak experience, and you don't maintain peak experiences, which we'll get to in the next lesson here. You need to do the work, but first, certainly make sure you're not spending time doing things or being around people who are sabotaging you. Now, I'm not saying he was sabotaging me. I'm saying I was in a situation that was sabotaging me, just to be clear, because I already made a decision. Next time he's giving a presentation, I'm not going to be there for it. And I also started asking, who do I need to be around? Who do I need to be intentional about spending time with? Because it upgrades my mindset. So number four is maintaining your mindset requires work. As I've already talked about, the peak experiences, they're transient. You get a tremendous boost, but they're transient. And that's why I love long-term coaching with my clients. I remember a colleague of mine who attended a Tony Robbins event. She experienced an initial high, but then told me it faded away quite quickly. And that's why long-term coaching is so crucial. You need someone or something to hold you accountable, to keep you grounded and focused when you're not feeling your best. In addition, looking at your habits and routines dialed in to support your mindset upgrade is crucial. So I started asking myself, maybe even Mike's mastermind, is that even the right place for me to be? What other masterminds are there where I'm going to be with the type of people who are making big changes, who are having bigger conversations? And very interestingly, I got invited to something quite randomly to another mastermind. And I've also started to ask myself, what are the habits and routines of the person I want to become? What would they do differently than what I'm doing now? And I'm not going to go into too much detail, but I've already begun taking action on those things. And I want to tell you just a couple. One is, I know I'm at my best when I do martial arts every week. And I don't have to do 5 days a week, but if I do at least one day, 1 to 2 days a week, I feel like I'm operating on a different level. And that works every time. So I'm going to commit to a private lesson every week. One private lesson every week with either Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu or Muay Thai. So that's on the positive side. So I already exercise, by the way, and I think this is important. For you, it might be exercising a couple times a week. For me, I'm already exercising. I'm already benefiting from that. I need the next level. And the next level for me is doing a martial art. Another thing, and I want to share this, it's a little bit embarrassing to share, but I have some credit card debt that I haven't dealt with. And I have the money to deal with it. But it just, the credit card debt, my credit is a bit messed up. I could take care of it. I've got the money to do it, but I haven't done it. Why? Because it's kind of representative of a person I used to be. And I don't know. It's been a bit of a block, but I want to be honest with you. It's something that I think about every day. Almost every day, I'm like, damn, I got to pay those freaking credit cards off and get my credit back up. I mean, I have cash, so it hasn't gotten in the way at all. But I feel bad about it. I feel a little embarrassed about it, even sharing it with you. But I'm going to take action now to get that covered. I've already started taking action. I'm going to pay those things off and get out of this situation because it's dragging me down. It's like a hole in my bucket. And every time I try to fill up my bucket, these holes, it lets the energy out. I need my bucket to be secure. And so I would also ask you, are there any holes in your bucket that need plugging? Things that you just been putting off that you know you need to do. In fact, they're on your mind all the time, but you just are in the habit of ignoring it. So you don't take action. Those things will level up your ability to get in better shape, to have more success in your life, to improve your relationships. Seems counterintuitive, but you got to get rid of those holes in your bucket. Number five is to invest in elevating your mindset. Wouldn't it be nice if we could just read a book or listen to a podcast and level up as a result? And guess what? I have leveled up from reading books and listening to podcasts. But here's the thing. It's not that big of an upgrade. Transformation, boosting your mindset to that next level, it requires experiential learning. And this means investing time, energy, and yes, money in doing it. If you want the biggest boost possible. If you're like me and you realize you have no time to waste. So my next step, and Shannon got me thinking about this. He's like, you should go join Peter Diamandis' Abundance 360 group to stay at the forefront of longevity research. You'll be with a bunch of entrepreneurs who are operating on a whole nother level, who are trying to solve the world's problems. And can you imagine being with that group? A group of entrepreneurs who, instead of complaining about the way things are, they're creating solutions to our biggest problems. Isn't that going to be a very different conversation? Isn't that going to be a very different experience? And guess what? It's $22,000 a year to be part of that group. So that's my goal. That's a financial goal for me. I don't even have a car. I'm not interested in buying one. But being part of a group like that, and also flying first class on or business class on flights that are 5 hours and up is also a thing that I like to do. But those are the things. Joining this mastermind would be an instant upgrade. They meet in person in LA and go over the latest technologies, and they help you grow your business, and they're already talking about the AI. They were talking about AI in business a long time ago. Now, I don't know if you're on top of that, but you see people talking about it all the time. So who can you invest in? A mastermind, a coach? Who can you invest in to level up your mindset, to play at a bigger level? And number six is, wow, coaching is a powerful catalyst for change. I've been a coach for 24 years now, and I've always been a big believer in the transformative power of coaching. But this intensive one-on-one coaching session, it was a game changer for me personally. It was the most potent booster for my personal and professional growth that I've done in years. And it's given me even more confidence and excitement about my own coaching. And I want you to pay attention to the changes that come to the podcast, to the way I show up, to the level of conversation that happens, because it's going to be a great year. So to wrap things up here, my $15,000 investment led to a radical transformation. Started out feeling like a bit of a lump of coal, and I started to get refined down into more of a diamond, more of the diamond that I have the potential to be. And I did my best to convey the insights and the growth that happened for me. But wow, the experience is so hard to put in words and far exceeded the price tag. Yes, it was a big investment, but the return, the upgrade in mindset was infinitely larger. So I hope this inspires you to look at your life and what you're doing and realize that whatever it is that you want to achieve, that you can level up fast. It doesn't take 10 years to get to the next level. It can happen quickly, but it's not going to happen from listening to a podcast, even this podcast, or reading the best-selling book. It's going to be experiential. So ask yourself, what do you need to do to get to that next level? That's it for today, and that's the thought I want to leave you with. And I want to also challenge you to take action right away after you listen to this. What's one action you can take? You don't have to do anything too crazy, but what's one action you can take? And if it is something that feels a little bit uncomfortable for you or a little crazy for you, but you know that it feels right, go do it. The only regret you'll have is not doing it sooner. That's it for me. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if this resonated with you and you know someone who would benefit from listening to this conversation, the biggest compliment you can give us for producing this show is to share it with someone who needs to hear this message. That's it for me. Have an amazing weekend, and I'll speak to you on Monday. Thank you again for listening to the Legendary Life Podcast. We have some amazing episodes coming your way, so make sure to hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. If you're already subscribed and today's episode hit home for you, please share this episode with someone who you know would benefit from listening. Take care and see you every Monday and Friday in your favorite podcast app.